I'm in a rut, and that's probably a good thing. Where would any of us be if we didn't follow the rut? There was a time when the rut was extremely important. Back when the pure definition of rut was that deep sun-baked trenching in the earth made by hundreds of thousands of large wooden wagon wheels. Wheels rolling westward toward a dream, a fresh start, opportunity, adventure, hope. Those wagon trains followed the obvious road signs, the gouged and twisted ground, etched by those who went before. It was good to be in the rut. Still is, and lucky us, we have our phones to tell us when to turn right or left. The rut involves more than highways, though. We're surrounded by daily paths full of road signs, calendars, phone alerts and reminders, alarms, those little appointment cards, holidays, birthdays, garbage day, vacation days, honey-do lists and due dates for bills, breakfast, lunch, and supper, feed the dog, let him out, do it again. Oh yeah, we're all in a rut. But there is an itch now and then to step out of the rut, and I'm sure you feel it too. I admire my friend Dave. He likes to travel the Blue Highways, something he learned about in the book Blue Highways, A Journey into America by William Least Heat Moon. On the old highway maps of America, the main routes were red, and the back roads were blue. Dave has learned many times that you can get lost on those blue highways. But then that's the point. That's how discovery works. That's the definition of exploring. And that's the itch that's hard, very, very hard to scratch when you're in a rut. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.